Dave Booth has been the Heber police chief since December 3rd. He was appointed by Heber's mayor the month before and unanimously received the advice and consent of the city council. He told KPCW he's lived in Heber for 14 years and always wanted to move up to the chief's position.
I had told Sheriff Edmonds several times that if that position was to ever come open, that I would be interested in vying for that. And Chief Ed Rhodes decided to retire, I think, after 37 years of service.
That's a long time.
Whoa. Yeah, really a long time. 14 years as chief here, and I think total of 37 in the law enforcement business. And when the position came open, I decided to apply for it, which I'd always planned for, and it worked out well.
Booth started his law enforcement career with 7 years in the Vernal City Police. After he moved to Heber, he spent 4 years with the Park City Police. 10 years ago, he went to the county, working for Sheriff Dave Edmonds as a chief deputy or a captain. Booth said he's always preferred a smaller department focused on law enforcement, but he also liked dealing with the variety of tasks given to the county sheriff's office.
You know, the sheriff's office was a lot of fun to work at in the sense that it was a full-service law enforcement sheriff's office. They did everything from, you know, law enforcement patrol work, detective work, school resource work, to a corrections component where they ran a jail, they ran courts, they ran civil process, to the search and rescue component that took us up onto the forest. So the sheriff's office is just a lot more well-diversed law enforcement setting, where a police department is just a law enforcement setting. All we have is a patrol function and an investigations function that we perform, which is typical for all police departments.
The Heber police have a challenge with the highways running through the city, primarily U.S. 40.
You know, and looking at the UDOT studies, I estimate there's about 24,000 cars per day that comes through on SR 40. So it does keep us busy. That's different from, you know, say other cities that don't have a major state road that comes through the middle of it. We also have 189 that goes down to Provo. We also have SR 113 that goes out to Midway. So three pretty significant state roads that come through Heber City itself. I think our businesses enjoy all the traffic that comes through. Sometimes I think our residents can be a little overwhelmed by it, but it definitely is a challenge for law enforcement and somewhat of a concern with all of the tankers that come through and the large trucks that come through that are hauling, you know, your crude oil and different stuff out of the Uinta Basin,
right,
getting it out to the refineries out on the Wasatch Fronts.
They also have to deal with special events such as the Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Booth said it reminds him of Summit County 10 years ago, and he predicted that similarly, event activity will grow in Heber. He said he hasn't fashioned goals or a strategic plan yet.
The one thing that I committed to the department and the community is that I wouldn't form any type of strategic plans or goals until I had the opportunity to talk with the people out in the community, the different business owners and different people within the community, as well as talking with people within Heber City itself, as well as talking with the individuals inside of the police department. And that's what I've been doing and I'm currently doing right now, is speaking with those three bodies. And once I've spoken with them and got a good feel for what our capacities here are, what the needs here are, and what we're able to do here, then I will form a plan and we will aggressively go after that plan.
Heber City Police Chief Dave Booth. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.